Let's get it.
Me, my guys, we really lie. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Let off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.
Oh, yeah, man. So we know that recently here recently, we've had some reports come out, you know. Apparently, since everything been running on the stock market, shout out to GameStop, shout out to AMC, you know, we've had some different, I feel like, what they call it, assessments, you know what I'm saying? Or if you was to audit something, you know. Anyway, you know, there are Clubhouse, the app Clubhouse, received a $1 billion valuation on the back of its black community. This comes from a tweet from Master Williams. I'm about to just read the on-site of tweets to you because I feel like it's just a nice framing of this conversation we're about to have about black people's influence. You know, the following tweets followed by, where's the information that confirms that it's black people who made the Clubhouse a valued at $1 billion? The next tweet reads, we don't have public data, but some of their early investors have mentioned it on the Clubhouse rooms. Clubhouse has been around since 2014, mainly as a SV site, Silicon Valley Bros app. It recently shifted to black media professionals and celebrities have seen a new popularity and renewed interest than 7 years ago. The valuation is a result of renewed interest on this value app. The rest of the tweets go, well, it could be a fact that there have been several trending hashtags from black content creators that literally crashed the app because of the amount of people interacting. And then the next tweet reads, yeah, the victims here definitely somehow on an app being highly valued is a slap in our face. And the next one says, it's no matter of victim. It's not a matter of victimhood. It's a matter of equity. I suggest we as a community start building fortunes for other folks without a fair share of the equity. From agriculture to sports to music to tech, the rules change, the brutality decreases, but patterns remain. YSL gang says, we claim that we are tech but own nothing. We just use it. Let's do better. Peachy Openly Black says, Where are the literal tech bros? Because this is proof positive that we need our own platforms. Nick says that not the first time, happened back in the day with Twitter too. Black community was the only large community outside of techies. Where would early Twitter be without hashtag Black Twitter clout? The last tweet, very interesting. We constantly give our cool factor away. My question to y'all is this a stretch that black people make apps trendy and cool, or is this reality that black people make a lot of the apps that we see now trendy and cool?
I want to ask this first, though. Is there any conversation about what made the shift go from this being like a tech bros, you know, hangout chat room to like 21 Savage and Oprah? You know what I mean? Like, what has anybody talked about how niggas just so happened to just end up in the movie?
I guess 7 years, they said that recently shifted to black, like pretty much the app just being about Silicon Valley tech bros. Recently,
what caused that shift to happen, though,
asking that question is assuming a lot about whiteness, which is the idea that it is not nearly as calculated as we have to give it credit for. What do you mean? If they listen, y'all, the reason why people eat at McDonald's, they eat at Wendy's. If you live in California, you eat at like Del Taco, a lot of the yellow and red signage in and out. Is because it's scientists that sat down and figured out what variants of color captivate you and pull you in. If you want to know why we get on these social media platforms, and some, you know, defy this logic, but because the logos are blue, and the blue logo that is on Facebook and on Twitter and on TikTok, for example, has a way of kind of pulling us in or whatever, depending on which variation you see. And so this is scientific. So in the same way, some scientists sat down and said, how do you, scientists, sociologists, and marketers, maybe some comm theorists, my field is communication study. Some comm scientists sat down and said, what makes shit pop? How do we get it out there? How do we take something this small and that we want to share with other people and get it out there? The nigga factor. So it is absolutely a calculus. Like, how did they get the idea? Somebody sat down and was like, Where the money reside. And we went on from there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think as people are in the comments are saying it's an absolute reality. And I think not only is it a reality, it's a manufactured reality. It's not a happenstance. It's not a coinky dink. It's not any of those things. They did that shit on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to... It's hard to disagree with the idea that it's not a reality, primarily because, I mean, when you start to see the way that blackness is exported globally, you feel me? Like, it's whole... K-pop is a whole thing because of black people.
Certainly.
You feel me? Like, black movement, black dances, black grooving, black singing, R&B. You know what I mean? Hell, yeah. Trap music has been exported. You feel me? Like, to Africa. Niggas are trapping out of bandos in Nigeria. You know what I mean? Like, you feel me? So it's one of those things to where it's like, once we get niggas to like it, you know what I mean? Then everybody else will like it. And when you say it's calculated, it's almost sadistic because, again, like when we look at this evaluation and what's about to come of it, to be manipulated in that fashion and be that much of a cash cow and never see like that impact on the community that is the type of exploitation we watch is crazy. You know what I mean? Like when niggas talk about hyper commodification, that's exactly what we're talking about. It's to a degree where we're talking about billions of dollars made by people just sitting back. You know what I mean? It's like playing with a chessboard.
Everybody want to be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga, man. They want the rhythm. They don't want that blues.
They don't want the blues. And, I mean, let's not forget about, you know, the dynamic of, you know, whiteness. When we talk about, you know, the phenomena of whiteness and or the phenomena of white supremacy, you have to look at the paradigm of nigrophilia versus nigrophobia, right? That's the way we live in a society dominated by consumerism. And consumerism and capitalism is dominated by whiteness and white supremacy, right? Yep. So I have to be overly theoretical about these things. But that's why I say it's so orchestrated, right? Because nigrophilia... or the desire, the love is, oh my gosh, I love what y'all do. I love what you can do. I love what you bring to the platform. I love, like, even though for niggas to be so disorganized, we really we move in a very organized fashion when we think something is the way. And people have tapped into that. They understand that. And so that nigrophilia is something that's in the mindset of capitalists trying to make money and trying to secure the bag. They're going to kick you off their platforms. They're going to silence you on their platforms. They're going to shut your page down. They're going to shut your views down. They're going to shadow ban you on those platforms. But they want your ass on them. You bet you're not a dollar. No pun intended.
Well, most definitely. I don't know what happened to Damo, but I guess I feel like we see it in terms of being able to see when black people do things on social media, it be criminalized or be stigmatized. And then when white people start to do it, it becomes the trend or it becomes cool. And I think that when it comes to the type of things that happen on social media apps, we start to see some things, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, hey, black women shake ass and that is seen as ratchet, illegitimate, and being something that quantifies disrespect. Mm-hmm. Like it justifies it. White women twerk and other non-black women twerk on different social media platforms, and that becomes the trend. It becomes cool. It becomes something you can do at goddamn MTV Awards or something like that. You feel me? And be all over the timelines, and you know what I'm saying. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, my second question, though, you know, just to keep the conversation rolling a little bit, is one of the things that those tweets brought to the forefront was the idea of black people being able to own our own social media platform. My question is, if black people or a black person or a group of black people was able to create an app that can compete with Instagram or Twitter or TikTok, mm-hmm. do you think that black people would support that app?
Toya?
No.
Okay.
Dumb.
Why is that?
Because
you're about to say no and then dumb.
Do I want the answer to be yes? Yeah, yes. And I want to keep Noel's question because it's actually kind of lit, and I want to make sure we get back to that because it's something that I think is integral to the conversation. But to answer George's question, no, I don't think that if a black creator created a platform that black people would go and flock to it. And the reason why is that black people empirically have an issue with supporting things that are completely black led and black run. We have a validation issue, right? We have a commitment to atmospheric coolness and the proximity of, and we feel like in order to even be dope, sometimes we have to be able to be in proximity of white people and be able to shit on them, yes, but we need for them to see it and hear it. I don't think it's enough for us to be in our own spaces doing our own things and be kind of only undisrupted. And here's my evidence of that. The Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys, the BET Awards. I think the only example of a black creation that I can think of that black people have gone and supported in a material way that we see is Tidal. And even then, Tidal was still, it's
own thing. I ain't even just like black. That's Jay-Z black.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know. I'm just looking at how it is. I want it to be different. I want to say yes, right? Ideally, that would be awesome. I just don't see it happening because I feel like black people have a problem going and supporting their own stuff.
Platforms for them.
Is it an issue that we have?
Before even Chris X say no, I don't. That's a good ass question.
Look, Chris. Finally, we there, bro. We did something. This is a good show. It's Black History Month. It's a special time. But I gotta disagree. I gotta disagree though. So yeah, I think that with how we rocking right now, it ain't a question of the white people or the proximity to them. But really, the niggas that got that close proximity and that acceptance and then moved away from it to those black spaces. I think a good example of that is kind of like this movement of young black athletes transitioning from major D1 schools to going to HBCU.
Yeah.
Having somebody like primetime Deion Sanders, like literally coaching at a historically black college instead of, you know what I'm saying? So the more major, you know, football programs that for the white programs, like shit, we Oklahoma Sooners. You feel me? Like that's white though, white as hell. You feel me? I mean, that now people will argue that they got a history, but of integration or whatever. But you know, that's for another time. But the idea though is that today in 2021, wokeness, even though the idea of it has become commodified, like we see people transitioning more towards building up black shit, creating black institutions, right? Like they wanting more blackness, wanting to see more blackness. I mean, what happened on TikTok is a perfect example. Even before the mass shadow bans, what started the shadow bans was black people kind of like coming together, you feel me, supporting other black people. Like if you was black, I'm supporting you on this app regardless, you feel me? So if we had people that of influence that white people wanted, and those people black and those niggas was like, we going to where the brothers is at. Black people see that and be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? They on their shit. You feel me? Like, yeah, I want to be where they at. That's still like that idea of acceptance. Like, you know, you still need to be accepted by the white person like that. So that creates an issue. But it's then the responsibility of the people who have gotten that acceptance or gotten that proximity to move towards black shit and then move black people towards black shit. Joe Budden is kind of doing that. You feel me? With the podcast and shit and how he and his response to
I think to go to your question, I think that that's kind of, I need to look it up, but I think that's what happened. I think Joe Budden uniquely had an influence, or Joe Budden uniquely invested in Clubhouse. I feel like Joe Budden's name was brought with Clubhouse. You know what I'm saying? I stole the package to black folks.
I mean, you know, and Carisha, I think, proves, you know, that in the comments when they say, I think we're in the shift. You know what I'm saying? And so I think we're in a unique position, a unique place where black people are learning how to stick by and sit by and support and, you know, kind of lay in and invest in some of these things. And I want it. I just look at so many examples of where Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And niggas be divisive. I don't know. Niggas are hating on their own stuff. Like, I mean, and even outside of hating, and this is not a projection. This is, I'm trying to speak objectively because I want better for our people. But I look at, like, it's a whole bunch of black dating apps and niggas are still getting on Tinder. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole, like, there are things that exist around us that we just don't support. I think my most empirical example, I know the low-hanging fruit is, well, white people own BET. I know that, right? But it's still the Black Entertainment Television Awards. And black people just, they shit on BET Awards. They always have. And that was always the weirdest thing to me, like the most peculiar thing.
Because the BET Awards was never good, though. It was always cringy.
No, it was good. No.
I feel like growing up, it was good.
I resent that. No, when Monique hosted the show, it was good. Like, the first few BET Awards were fire. Historically, legendarily, like, bangers. You know what I'm saying? And then black artists decided, like you said, Damo, to start
saying, stop showing up.
Not listening and not coming through. So when you don't get Beyonce and Jay-Z at the BET Awards, like, is it really as prestigious of an award? Do you really, you know what I'm saying? And so we have to just be honest about the empirical evidence. I'm talking objectively about history. And so I want more from niggas, but I want niggas to want to be more excited about what we do and what we create. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's the same thing. I can post a chop up on my timeline right now.
All right, we ain't going to talk about that.
I'm saying.
Hey, go because
listen, and while I'm disagreeing with Toya, and I know I'm going to let you get it next, George, That's the craziest shit, and content creators will attest to this shit. If you look up and down the chop up, we repost a lot of shit, like just content from around social media. That's what everybody do. That's how you kind of spread, like content, you get more people. But the problem is people engage with shit that you share more than they engage with the shit that you make. So like the actual chop up content don't get the amount of, you know what I'm saying, comments and views or likes
engagement
as the shit that's shared. But at the same time, you feel me, when it comes to the content that we making, like our audience is growing, you feel me? Like, so people fucking with the channel, y'all following the chop up, not because of the shit that we sharing on social media, but because of the content that we make. You feel me? So it's crazy seeing that, but I still think black people still fuck with black people. George, what you think?
I feel like it's kind of the cop out, but I'm explaining. I feel like I'm the in between y'all two because I do think let me explain though. Most of the times, black folks don't start supporting other black people until it becomes cool and acceptable and trendy to support that black person. So I think that in general, black folks is not going to support other black apps. You feel me? That's what I think in general, right? But I also know that the reality is that if a white person or white people decide that this app is cool, trendy, legitimate, credible, then other niggas is going to mass exodus or mass migrate to that app. You feel me? Because then right now I'm thinking that because I feel like I'd be willing to debate that. Like, I'd be willing to hypothetically be like, hey, man, this is the reality of it. You feel me? In general, niggas is not going to support each other. But if a white person comes and validates it, then it's going to be mark stamped approval. As a matter of fact, I think the entirety of Black History Month in 2021 has always been folded into how we in our community valorize white acceptance and white acknowledgement. Literally the entirety of Black History Month becomes, we're going to celebrate Toya Green, the first black woman to do XYZ. And usually XYZ is the first black woman to be acknowledged to make white people feel comfortable. The first black person to come into a white space of place. And I think that when it comes to these apps, it's going to be like, which black app is going to be the first black app to be able to have acknowledgement from the white venture capitalists and the white, you know what I'm saying, general consumers to make it where they can say they got the big dog. Because now I'm thinking my next question is, what do we think is the uniqueness to like now compared to like Black Planet times?
Yeah. I keep going back to Black Planet and wondering if
because we fucked with Black Planet, like niggas fucked with
Black Planet was big.
Yeah,
I was young to be on Black Planet and had me one.
Yeah,
I feel like we was all too young to be on. That's
not
my first selfie was on Black Planet. Goddamn it! Before selfie was a thing, niggas had selfies on Black Planet. You feel me? I wish I could find my old Black Friend profile, nigga. My shit was fly.
Let me tap into some of these comments real quick. So
yeah, tap into these comments.
James L. Thomas says, if your people really fuck with you, get their email, start a website or a Patreon, and get paid for your time. We have to move beyond performative wokeness. We just talking, right? So like, really, you know, saying build something, get with something, connect, network, and build from the ground up and just get really, you know, word of mouth. I'm teaching a persuasion course. We call that buzz marketing, where you really start to get things simulated and stimulated in the minds of the people. Ethereal Beauty said, that's why Triller is considered the ghetto version of TikTok, because it's mostly Black users. And that's really interesting, because Triller, I remember it being...
I never even heard of it.
I shot a lot of George videos over the summer.
Oh, Triller, definitely.
Together. On Triller, and it is just like a piece by piece app. George, like, record this part. Okay, now record this part. Now we're gonna do this. Now put the music in the background. So it's I don't know how it is now, but it's definitely was just like a less, it's just not TikTok, but it's very similar. So I can agree with that. And people kind of left that wave. I stopped hearing as much about it.
What happened? Yeah, come on, the sound just went out.
Yeah, I mean, Toya, your sound went out.
Yeah,
we back.
Building other folks platforms, and they kick your asses off. These white activist groups are organized to shut y'all down. I'm not sure how y'all don't see it. Is what Jamel, I called you James earlier. My bad, Jamel. EK Thomas says.
That's the thing about it though, right?
I see you in the comments. Was Papiana with you? Was good. I hope you have a good night. Welcome to the Chopper.
Oh, I'm debating Blue. I'm debating Blue on Solovision Debate League as well. On the 9th.
Bust his ass, Damo. Bust his ass. Bust his ass, Damo.
Shout out to Blue.
No, you know, I got some biases, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, February 9th. Hey, now, it's hard, man.
But no, really, I just, you know, I think we have to collectivize. I mean, it's the same. It's the old saying, and it's the old motto. We have to collectivize. We have to get people who are committed to using their resources, the people who are moving up and through the Silicon Valley upper echelons. Austin is another place where tech is kind of taking off. We learned that immediately together. Like, you, those people have to start making some strategic decisions and taking their resources and kind of shifting them somewhere. Third of you says, shout out to Toya, I always deal with electronic problems. I know
Mercury Richard, hey, without a doubt.
Let me know in the comments if you got that Clubhouse invite that I had sent.
I did. I tossed out some Clubhouse invites too last week. Hopefully the people got them on there. Alteron said, I mean, y'all remember the chat line, and that's a lot of people saying about what Clubhouse is. If y'all haven't, we sent you this conversation about Clubhouse. If y'all not on there yet, it's basically just one big old chat line. It's like a 19 way. It's like a 97 way, where a whole bunch of people is on one big call and y'all just have conversations. Now, I saw somebody earlier in the comments say, I've heard some deep conversations on there. I've heard a lot of interesting discussions and feedback about how things have played out in the world in a lot of different contexts, a lot of different spiritual rooms, a lot of different music rooms, sport rooms. Like, it's everything you can think of. I'm interested in how it will keep and if it will sustain its value. Not only because Black people gave it a push, gave it a bump, but I think when it goes public, because this is still a private app, this is why we need invites and stuff like that, and you can't just make a profile on there and beat.
Yeah.
And so when it goes public, I'm very curious about whether it's going to sustain its credibility. And if Black people carved out just like they did,
I think it's not. I don't think it's going to be able to. I think that people are so classist that I had this conversation with people all the time, especially being around college students. People really have a constructed, like, inherent value to Apple and to being like, because it's exclusive to Apple users. A lot of Apple users is more prohibited to use because it's like, it's only us.
Yeah.
And in my mind, because people like to talk shit about Android products, that as soon as Android is able to get on, there's going to be some wild bullshit way to say, you must be talking on an Android phone. And it's going to be like,
well, I think this is a weird pivot, but if I'm being 100% honest, Black celebrities are literally the linchpin of its legitimacy. That's even outside of iPhone, whatever, what's going to decide whether or not people fuck with Clubhouse is because when you start to look at like the World Stars, the Vlad TVs, like the black blog sites, and when you see the shit that they post, right? They post YouTube. First, they post clip from Vine. That's how Vine popped, right? You blew up from Vine because these blog sites was posting your shit. Then it became YouTube videos. Then or it was YouTube videos and it was Vine. Then it was TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Now that it's TikTok, you're starting to see TikTok videos on Instagram and everywhere else, right? On Twitter, everywhere else. And then now from TikTok, it's transitioning from, oh, Meek Mill and Lil Baby were in a clubhouse talking together, or Lil Wayne and this person was in a clubhouse. So if they could make content that can go viral just based on niggas having random conversations on Clubhouse, that's what's going to sustain the legitimacy of it. And if you think about it, just that simple ass shit, if that same story, right, that same viral video was on a platform for some niggas, it still has that same viral potential. And now the credibility then just shot to that platform instead of a platform that's not controlled by us.
I don't know. I think sustainability will be tested by whether or not niggas can leave the platform and it still thrive and be dope. And I think, you know, Twitter kind of proves that you can kick off the president and still be a functional site, you know, and social media source and kind of do your thing. And I think it's going to be real interesting if black people.
Hey, I seen this. I guess to round out this conversation to get to the next one or whatever, to get to the next chop. I seen this office clip that was saying, I know how to build a business. You need black people to make it cool. And then you get white people off. Then you got to get black people to get, make black people to make it cool. Get white people to get on. And then get black people to get off. And my mind is just like, that's literally the blueprint of capitalism in America, almost, especially when it comes to pop culture and things being trendy. We're going to borrow whatever we need to borrow from black, to the black community, whether it's a linguistic, you know what I'm saying, saying, or a dance, or a dress, or a hairstyle, or an instrument, or a music genre. And we're going to let them make it cool. And if they make it cool, we're going to take it.
Yeah.
We're going to discourage them to distance themselves from it.
Hey, the algorithm is there. The math is, the proof is in the pudding. The math is in the numbers.
Fucked up.
So we'll see. I'm interested to see if black people stick around on the platform. I got a couple more TikTok invites. Not TikTok invites. Clubhouse invites. I'm not gonna give none out today because, you know, we do them based on some questions. We might do some Black History Month trivia or something like that. But I do have a few more invites that I'm gonna toss out to some people later on this month. So y'all stay tuned, stay with it, stay plugged into the show. It'll probably happen next week since I'm talking about it today. So,
I'll be handing mine out the same time she hand this out.
Yeah. So be ready.
Me, my guys, we really live. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Lit off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Bet I be there pronto.